Hey, once again, before we get started, right now, it is, as I record this, the 23rd, which means you have about a week to get in your absolute favorite podcast. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. Here's what it is. Tell us, what is your favorite podcast? Tell us a little bit about it, why you listen to it, and where we can find it. Then tell us a little bit about your show and where we can find it. If you have one, if you don't have one, that's cool. We're really interested in the why you listen to it. This is going to get turned into an ebook as well as a Kindle book, so you'll get some added exposure as well as hearing your voice right here on this show. Do not dilly-dally, as my grandma used to say. Get that in. Go again to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact and get that in now. Today on episode number 436 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I know everybody hates the sound of their own voice and they're not sure how to sound. I always say, look, take it up to like obnoxious DJ and then back it up just a little bit. And that's about the energy that I like to bring to the microphone. Well, today we're going to talk about when it comes to saying something maybe negative about somebody on your show, take it up to getting sued and then back it up just a little bit. Yeah. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Oh, podcasting since 2005. That was a long time ago. I am your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you really from the bottom of my heart. I'm very, very appreciative that you've come to listen to me. I deeply appreciate it. I do. And if you're new to the show, we talk about all things podcasting here. Yep, we help you tackle the technology. We help you massage your message and maximize the impact of whatever it is you're trying to say to the global audience. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're looking to start a podcast, use the coupon code LISTENER. That's LISTENER. That'll save you off the first month at the School of Podcasting. And if you want to contact me, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. I know I said at the beginning about the my favorite podcast ever. And by all means, get those in before the end of November. That is the deadline for that. I forgot to say that at the beginning. And speaking of favorite podcast, this isn't your favorite podcast. This is time for Ryan Parker and...
And now it's time for a last 5 and 5. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
And this is from Ryan Parker from The Food Craftsman.
Hey, Dave Jackson.
Hey, Ryan Parker.
Hey, Dave Jackson.
Hey, Ryan Parker.
Hey, Dave Jackson.
Hey, Ryan Parker. I know, remember, this is about the time you go, hey, no tea parties. Remember that? You're playing, what was that, Foursquare with the ball? Anyway, back to Ryan.
Hey, Dave Jackson. It's Ryan Parker from The Food Craftsman podcast, and you can find that podcast at foodcraftsman.com. I thought I'd share with you my last 5 and 5. Up first is the startup podcast from former NPR This American Life producer. He's actually showing us how he's building his business from scratch. He's doing a remarkable job telling stories in each and every episode. I really enjoy it.
Oh, I'm so addicted to that show. Startup and Serial. David Hooper talked about Serial last week. Startup. This is the new wave that's coming. I'll be interested to see if it turns into a wave because it takes so much production to create a show like these. But if you haven't checked it out, check out Startup. Yep, I'm with you, Ryan. Completely addicted.
Second on my list is J Today TV. It's a 3-minute podcast. He does an audio and a video version of this podcast. It's by Jay Baer from convinceandconvert.com. It's really practical inside thoughts on marketing and the state of marketing in today's industries. I really enjoy just his viewpoints and the fact that he's pretty straightforward about his feelings. The third show is The Side Hustle Show with Nick Loper. I really enjoy the fact that he's got just a wide variety of interviews on this podcast, and it's usually people that you've never heard of before. He doesn't have the same old cast of characters on in the entrepreneurial space.
I'm going to pause that there. Ryan is the second person that has said, I like shows that don't have the same person. It was a couple weeks ago, I think it was Craig, that said he likes my show because I don't interview the same old. And I don't want to name names, but we know who we're talking about. The people that have, you know, thousands of downloads And it's interesting because I think we go for those people because they have this huge audience and hopefully they'll bring their audience over here. And I'm not always sure that's happening. And in the end, it's all about content, not so much about trying to borrow somebody's audience. I'm not sure how well that strategy works. It's interesting, but that is the second time I've heard that. You don't interview the same old people, which goes back to, again, you're kind of a matchmaker. You want to find a guest that meets your audience that's going to bring them information that they go, wow, that was really, really cool. And that's what Ryan is saying here. Yeah, good content.
And I really, really enjoy that.
Yep.
And he's also given me a lot of inspiration. And so I want to give a shout out to Nick as well. He lives actually not too far from me. So we get together from time to time to have dinner with a few of our like entrepreneurial friends.
Cool.
Let's see, that was number three.
Yep.
Number four is Internet Business Mastery. I've been listening to them for the last couple of years and I get lots of great ideas from them. And I've also become an Internet Business Mastery Academy member.
There we go. A podcast leading to someone purchasing a product. Just saying, that's all.
Their private membership on there. But there is tons of free, great stuff just from their podcast alone. So check it out, internetbusinessmastery.com.
Yeah, that's actually, I don't know if they still are, but for like 5 years, they were the number one business podcast. And Jason and Jeremy, great guys. And Jason Van Orden is, you know, been around, well, as long as me, forever.
And the last of my last five and five, it is actually called How Did This Get Made? It's actually by comedians Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, and Paul Scheer's wife, June Diane Rayfield. It's all about really, really bad B-movies, mostly starring Sylvester Stallone.
Nice.
But it's a great comedy podcast just talking about how those movies got made and their irreverent dissection of each movie. But it's a lot of fun. It's a little blue, so if you're not into that, you might not want to check that out. But I'm sure a lot of people will get some good laughs from it. Anyway, Dave, thanks a lot for letting me share my last five and five. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
I love listening to you on Saturdays on Ask the Podcast Coach Live.
Oh, it's great fun.
Keep up the great work, Dave, and thanks for being such a wonderful ambassador to the podcasting community. Remember, food is life and life is great. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, my friend. Again, find Ryan over at foodcraftsman.com. And who can not, you know, if you've never seen, I think it was called Over the Top, a Sylvester Stallone movie about arm wrestling, complete with theme song from Sammy Hagar back in the 80s, because there's nothing more entertaining than watching two bulked up guys. And they always had these arm wrestling championships in places apparently with no air conditioning, and these guys would just sweat and grunt at each other. Yeah, that's good for an hour and a half. Right, absolutely. So thank you, Ryan, again, foodcraftsman.com.
In case you missed it, it's time for a podcast rewind.
All right, I'm going to do something I don't think I've ever done this. I might have done this. I've pointed to people here's the bottom line on this. Profitcastuniverse.com, the real Brian. Brian is eventually going to make it on my show. I had him scheduled, and I had some things come up that I could not avoid, and I had to cancel my interview with Brian. I'm very sorry about that. But I'm telling you right now, if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/436, I'll put a link to it, or just go to profitcastuniverse.com. Brian interviewed another really great guy, Lou Mangiello, the king of the Disney podcast, and all around super duper nice guy. I had him back on the Power of Podcasting podcast. I should have Lou back on. Lou's just a great story. And I'm telling you, it's just an awesome, awesome episode, because Lou talks about, we all focus so much on growing our audience. I need to get more people listening. I need to get more people listening. And Lou, I was like, man, that makes so much sense. Focuses on the people who are listening, and you basically stoke the fire, right? If you have those little glowing embers and you blow on them, and eventually those things kick into a fire, and then it catches the rest of the logs in the fireplace on fire. And I was like, that makes so much sense. And Lou is just going gangbusters. And so if you go over to ProfitCast Universe, yes, that's right. I'm promoting another podcast about podcasting, because it's that good. It was just a great episode. It's the anti, hey, start a podcast and you'll, you know, quit your day job in 6 weeks. It talks about growing your audience. It's just a really, it was a good episode. And that's what I'm here to do, is to say kudos to that. And it's just, I was applauding and driving at the same time. It was really dangerous. And Brian's podcast is going to kill me. So I was on the Podcasters Roundtable. I don't believe the audio version of that is out yet. We were talking about different podcast platforms. I'll be playing a clip from that later when it comes out. If you are looking for, if you're looking for a guest and you think I would be a good guest, I'm always up for being interviewed. And so yeah, check that one out. That's definitely worth a podcast rewind.
Dave pops a cork in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, I don't think we're going to be hearing that sound clip a whole lot more, because really, popping a cork, not a great idea. I actually had that sound bite put together. I actually did most of that. I had never ordered anything from Fiverr, and that guy was actually from Fiverr. Usually I go through Music Radio Creative. You can find them at schoolofpodcasting.com/MRC. And I never bought anything from Fiverr and gave that guy a shot and was like, okay. And then I added all the sound effects and the whoosh and all that other stuff. And, you know, because there are times that things are happening in podcasting that were driving me crazy. And, you know, I think everybody knows about John Lee Dumas, super nice guy, super cool podcast, Entrepreneur on Fire. But John came out, like, he's on track to make $2 million this year. So everybody's trying to emulate John, to the point of there were things like you were either an entrepreneur or you were on fire. So there was like Lawpreneur Radio. There was Entrepreneur Unleashed. There was Entrepreneur Power Hour. There was Life on Fire, Athlete on Fire. I'm not making these up. These are real. Aesthetics on Fire. Launch on Fire, Word on Fire, Conservative on Fire, and Missionary on Fire, to the point where I was just gonna, it was time to pop a cork. I was like, oh, this is driving me crazy. And also, I decided I'm gonna start a new podcast. You ready? It's called This Week in American Fireman Answer Man on Fire. Yeah, because we were all just kind of copying each other. So that's, it was just, I was having fun and I thought it would pop a cork. And if you think about it, some of the major broadcasters are people like Rush Limbaugh, people like Howard Stern, people like, what's the guy? You're fired. That guy with the hair, Donald Trump. These guys have their opinions. And according to my buddy Daniel J. Lewis, I'm very opinionated. I actually sent him an email. I'm like, is that a put down? He's like, no, man, you share your opinions on everything. And so we're going to go back to the Odello discussion. And before you go, I'm not talking about Odello. I'm talking about how I talked about Odello. And so here's the thing. What happened is I was going through the service, if you didn't listen to the couple past episodes, and I just saw it doing things. I mean, this is a $300 product. And I could see where I feel the software was meant for those who were uninformed about podcasting. Like, I didn't know that I could do this another way. And to their credit, they do have everything under one hood. But at the end of the video, I saw something that made me very, very upset. And when you are very, very, very upset, is not the time to A, write an email, B, talk to your spouse, or C, record a video. And so I was having, to a certain extent, fun, but I wrote a title of this that basically told people to stay away from their product. I believe I used the word scam. And a couple other things. Now, I talked a little bit about this on Ask the Podcast Coach. So, Ryan, if you heard this on Saturday, I apologize for the rerun. But this is a more well-thought-out version of that. But when you go in and you warn people to stay away from their product, or if you call it a scam and things like that, In the immortal words of Yosemite Sam, them's fighting words. And you know what? Good old Yosemite is, he's right. That's a little over the line. And I went looking on the internet for words that could get you sued because lucky me, they sent me a little note. And it was very nice of them. For the record, Josh Bartlett is the man behind the old Audello system. And this was from Louise Bartlett, who seems very nice. And she says, due to the wildly misleading title, notice the word title of the video, our legal team were originally notified to get involved and contact yourself and any organizations you are involved in relating to inaccurate, defamatory statements. However, Josh halted this process in hopes of a dialogue could be opened between you two. And it goes on to basically say, you know, seeing as I posted this attack on the product, which include a few extremely inaccurate assumptions and statements that can be proven accurate. I've talked about this in the past that originally said that the feed was invalid and it wasn't. And I have recanted that. I put a little annotation in the video. But it was the title. The title went way over the top. It said, hey, this is a scam. I think it was, it's a sham scam. Thank you, ma'am. Don't buy this kind of thing. I went way over the top. So that's over the line. So here are some things that, now this came from, when I was searching, I found a website by Deb McAllister, debmcallister.com. McAllister's McAllister.com. And she's a PR person. And she said, here are some things you want to avoid. You want to avoid things like beware of, you know, things like stay away from, don't do business with, do not hire, do not buy, which is what my title said. Do not buy this. Do not waste your money. You want to avoid things like scam alert, whether it's the company or an individual's name. You know, if you say something like is a con artist or any kind of variations, you know, this scammer took my money. Don't trust this person, whether it's a company or an individual. Or if they said they lied, which at the end of the video, I said they just straight out did. And for the record, they could have, because it said you have X amount of days to buy this at this price. And then I went back after the deadline and the timer had reset. Now, technically, they could have left the price there for, you know, whatever it was, $400 for 3 minutes and then reset the clock. And technically, their integrity would be intact. That's a whole nother podcast. But you want to avoid that. So how do you do this then? How do you say something negative without, well, saying something negative? Focus on your own experience and don't tell other people what to do. I'm going to say that one again. Focus on your own experience and don't tell other people what to do. Keep your language in the first person. Things like I hired, I found, I paid, I thought this, I feel that. You should try to avoid telling people what to do. Get off my lawn! Give them the facts that you found and let them make a decision. The other thing she says to do, try not to be threatening. You know, if you're a person that's like, I will fight to the death with my last fighting breath, I will tell everyone you are a crook. Yeah, that's a little threatening. I'm going to tell everyone not to do business with you. If you don't fix the problem you caused, I'm going to ruin, you'll never work in this town again, sonny. Right. So what did I say that was so bad? Well, I called it a scam. And technically it's not a scam because you do get something for your money. Now, whether that it has value, that's a whole nother podcast. So yeah, it's not a scam. And I told people not to buy it. Well, that goes back to telling people what to do. And so, like I said, don't tell people, just give them the facts that you found from your personal experience and let them decide. But here's the thing. You think you can't be sued because it's the truth. And it's really, you have to be able to prove the truth. So for me to say, I think they lied on their little timer countdown, I would need to take a screenshot maybe of my computer with the calendar open where it's counting down, and then a screenshot later. But even that, is that admissible in court? I would have to, you know, you have to be able to back up what you want to say. So that's where things get tricky.
And so be careful if you're going to be doing reviews and negative reviews and things like that. And so I thought about this and I said, well, how would I then redo my review? And I would say, well, I downloaded and installed Audello last week on my computer and I could never get it to launch. Now, I didn't contact their tech support as my goal was to get an overview of the program so I could talk about it. And really, the web interface that they have was really all I needed. I do my recording in other software, so I don't really need the recording software. So I wasn't really too upset that it wouldn't even launch. Again, that's my fact. That's my, I'm describing what happened with me. Here are some of their features. They have a playlist. They have future dating of shows, the ability to see where people stop listening. They have split testing and audio bars. Now, of all these features, the one I feel that is unique is split testing, and that's geared towards having a selling proposition on a page. So if you have a page set up to collect email addresses, you can see what audio message worked best at getting people to sign up for your email list. That is, again, geared towards selling. I don't want my podcast to be a giant commercial, though. So I don't find that feature very useful. Playlists can be done with a free plugin called PowerPress. Future dating of shows can be done in WordPress. The ability to see how long people are listening is available in a podcatcher called Stitcher or the Stitcher platform, and all those are free. This is where Audello will say the main advantage of Audello is that all these features are under one platform, and that is true. It's also true that Audello is anywhere from $197 to $294, and I would prefer free. So if you've got, it's not that hard to do these other things. And so also when I imported my feed, not all the details came across. And if you have multiple shows on Libsyn, like right now I have Building a Better Dave, I have the School of Podcasting, I have Weekly Web Tools on Libsyn, I have some other shows on Blueberry, but if I were to use Audello and upload a show through their system, it would randomly pick what show to assign that file. So I could upload a Weekly Web Tools and it could end up in the School of Podcasting. And that's just not acceptable. Now that's a bug. And again, their tech support people could fix that. But if I'm putting out $294 for a system, I don't want bugs. So the software does have bugs. Most software does. But again, for $297, I expect more. That is a more reserved, just the facts, my point of view kind of thing. Now, the other thing you might want to look out into is there is, and I'll put this again, at schoolpodcasting.com/436. The EFF, those are the people that do the, they're going after the patent troll. They have an online defamation law, and it goes over, you know, what are the elements of a defamation claim? You know, can your opinion be defamatory? And it goes through a whole lot of other stuff that you might want to look into. Now, I will say that that particular resource is written in a lot of legalese. Like, here, what if I want to report a public controversy? Many jurisdictions recognize a neutral reportage privilege, which protects accurate and disinterested reporting about potentially libelous accusations arising in public controversies. As one court put it, the public interest in being fully informed about controversies that often rage against sensitive issues demands that the press be afforded the freedom to report such charges without assuming responsibility for them. Interesting. So my thought is, again, stay away from name calling. Stay away from telling people what to do. Stick to your own opinion. Report the facts and be able to back them up. Now, again, I'm not saying that Audello is suing me. I did say that on the Podcasters Roundtable because I hadn't really looked into this. And for the record, it's not that they're mean. It's not that they're picking on me. Any company would have to send me a note because it's about protecting your brand. Because in the event somebody really put out something that was really super over the top, defamatory about Audello, and they didn't say something to me, and then they went after those people, they could say, why are you picking on me? You didn't say anything to Dave Jackson. And so that's why I'm sure that company sent there. And I am going to reach out to the folks over there at Audello and say, they have actually said, I did get my refund, by the way, I should say that. And they were very nice about that. But I'm all open for looking at any platform. anything that can make podcasting easier. I just know that there are some things over there that, like, for Audelo to really work, you have to run your RSS feed through them. And, you know, you have to really trust somebody to move your feed, not to mention the fact it's not hard to move your feed. It's just a bit of code. It's a little geeky, but you have to be very careful about that. You don't want to move your feed on a platform that you don't fully trust. And it's kind of hard when you're a brand new service to gain my trust. And so that is it. So think about that. Like I said, number one, probably not a good idea to write email, talk to your spouse or family, or record a podcast when you're really, really upset. If you do, stick to I feel, I found, I thought, etc., etc. Don't threaten people.
I'm going to ruin you.
And be ready to back up your claims. There's a really cool service, and it's kind of fun because you can put money out and you kind of, you can easily, like, $5 here, $7 there, $10 there. Like, I looked in my GoDaddy account and I have 81 domain names. Yeah, it's a problem. I'm trying to cut back. I'm going through the 12 steps. And a lot of those are podcasting related, things like that. And you can easily kind of just whittle your money away. But this is one service that does not waste my time. And before I say this, number one, the maker of this is a friend of mine. And number two, it's an affiliate link. Now, with that said, if I didn't know Daniel J. Lewis, I would still say this is a cool service. And if there wasn't an affiliate link, I would still say this is a cool service. And that service is My Podcast Reviews. And here's what's cool about it. I have it set up every week to let me know if there are reviews. And this is the cool thing about it is, I want to thank Christopher Nessie from House of EdTech. I want to thank Al Holtz. I want to thank Jeffrey Holbrook, Mask Matinee, and, oh boy, Philo Pastry 88 from Australia. Good day. Billy Delaney. These are all in October. It was amazing. I got a flood of them. And especially the one from the Australia, I wouldn't have had a clue. Now, can you go in? In fact, as I look at this, see, I've never even seen this. I have seven. If I click on the UK, I can filter these. I did not know that. So thanks to Ben Adams, thanks to Happiness Monkey 87 and Phil Olson from virtual-pizza.com and Photo Gaffs. These are all from the UK. So I can see I've got seven reviews from the UK, two from New Zealand. Really? That's kind of cool. Kiwi Gary, as well as I think it's the same one. Gary reviewed me twice. How cool was that? And, you know, a bunch from Canada and Australia. And so it's really cool. And they all come in one place. So as I logged in right now, I'm looking at, you know, the last, however many. And that's the other thing. It has all of my reviews. I can go all the way back. Who was the first person, according to this, to review the School of Podcasting back in 2007? That's kind of scary that I went 2 years without a review from Laura from Florida. Very, very cool. And you can actually click and share this review with people, like on Twitter and things like that. Now, there is a free account. I've got, you know, like if I go to Ask the Podcast Coach, I can see that my co-host left a review for our show that said, I'd like to hear Jim talk more. So it's a really cool service, and it's something. Now, this is why I say I've spent $5 here. This one saves me time, and it lets me know what people like, lets me know what people don't like. And it's a really cool service. Like I said, if you don't listen to Daniel's podcast, it's the audacitypodcast.com. Really super nice guy. And, he doesn't suck. There you go. That's a good way to put it. And so when he came out with My Podcast Reviews, I had a feeling that was going to be pretty cool. And the reason I point this out now, if you haven't checked this out, is it now integrates with Stitcher. So, and actually, as I look at this, wow, I had 8 reviews in Stitcher that I know I've never seen before. So thank you, the TV-aholic and Fran Brands and Jay Bryant 12. I know that one, I bet. Chaz Nora, James Money, J. Leon Barlow. Thank you, my friend. Lee A. from the USA. That rhymes. And this one doesn't have a name. So you can now get Stitcher and iTunes, and I believe this is the only service that does that. And here's the interesting thing. People always talk about, why have I made friends with my, quote, enemies in podcasting, my competition? Right here it says, this is from, again, Christopher Nessie from House of Ed Tech. He says, I was turned on to the School of Podcasting by Daniel J. Lewis, Cliff Ravenscraft, and Ray Ortega. Those are all, quote, competition of mine and also, quote, friends of mine now. Chris says, the content is solidly produced from a technical point of view. Great audio as one would expect from a podcast about podcasting. The flow of the show is superior and feels like radio, but no commercials. I'll plug something. I'll find, you know, as I've made way through the back catalog, I'm picking up so much information as I look to take my own podcast, House of Ed Tech, to a higher, not the next, to a higher level. So if you're interested in that, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/MPR, as in Mary Pie Radio, and that'll take you out to My Podcast Reviews. That is my affiliate link. If you want to check it out, it looks like it's $5 a month. I use the $15 a month plan because I have multiple podcasts. And if you look at the bottom, it says you can get a free plan for your latest 30 reviews for one podcast from iTunes and a monthly email. So you only get it once a month, but you don't get sorting and filtering or Stitcher reviews. So if you want to give it a shot, you can. And I am loving it. It's good stuff, and it's great feedback to see. And speaking of feedback, we're going to do a little tangent right now. You ready? We're going to go left to center. We're leaving the My Podcast Reviews discussion, but we're going to talk about feedback. Now, a couple weeks ago, I interviewed the troll on the show. You know that guy? Everything sucks. Yeah, that guy. That's the guy you want to ignore. Keep in mind, when you do get negative reviews, since we're kind of talking about negative reviews today, always look at those to see, is there any kind of validity to them? Maybe Dave does repeat himself a lot. Maybe he does have way too many typos. There are things that you go, you know what? They got a point. Like I said today, my title of my video was way over the top. Now that I think about it, yep, that was something I could fix. But last night, my wife and I went to a restaurant that used to be in Ohio. They left for a very long time. It's called Damon's, D-A-M-O-N-S, Damon's.com. And I just happened to be driving home from Michigan. I was up doing some training in Michigan. And I'm like, wow, when did a Damon's come in? I thought those places went out of business. Well, I believe they did. And there's a little voice in my head that I think they had a problem with like food poisoning or something like that, or some reason they went out of business. But I was like, hey, they're back. And I used to go there when they were open. And to make a long story short, I went in, I ordered a steak. Now, I don't go out for steak a lot. And so when I do, I want it to be something good and something that I'm like, oh man, I can't do this at home. This is so good. That kind of thing. And I don't know about you, I cannot get a steak cooked medium well where it says right on the menu, some pink in the middle. Apparently, nobody understands the concept of some pink in the middle, and I get well done pieces of leather. It's amazing. And so my steak was not medium well. It was a piece of leather. I ordered a baked potato. Now, little did I know that if you just say baked potato, they throw everything in the kitchen sink on it when I just wanted butter. And so eventually the manager came around and said, how was everything? And you know what I said? Nothing. Not a thing. Didn't say, well, you know, you threw a bunch of junk on my potato. Can I get some butter for it? And my steak is a cold piece of leather. Didn't say a word. But you know what? I'm not going back. Now, I couldn't remember what Damon's was like. Now I do. And my wife's ribs weren't that great. And we're not going back. I doubt it, unless we're really just looking for something different. And so when you do get feedback, take some time to think about, do they have a point here? Is this something I could fix? And there's all sorts of different ways you could follow that. Because on one hand, you can go bonkers and go, everybody thinks this. Well, it is just one person. But look at it for validity and also realize that this person did take the effort to contact you and to say something. And many people just unsubscribe. So I always, in a weird way, rejoice when I get negative feedback. I look at it for validity and then decide if they say, well, Dave, your show should be at least 2 hours long, I'm going to go, you know what? No, that does not fit in with my lifestyle. Doesn't fit in with I don't have 2 hours worth of content. So, you know, does their suggestion fit in with your show? Ready for another tangent? Speaking of negative things, if you've been trying to get into the School of Podcasting, I'm going to go out there right now because it was working fine when I was there 20 minutes ago. I kept getting errors on Saturday. In fact, asked the podcast coach, which shares the hosting with the School of Podcasting, was down. It was basically an error message. And I work with HostGator a lot on Saturday. That's my preferred host. If you go to schoolpodcasting.com/hosting, that's my affiliate link for them. Use the coupon code PODCASTCOACH, all one word, to get 25% off. For the record, if you're going to buy hosting, do not buy it till Black Friday. There's going to be a ton of Black Friday sales, and there just may be a Black Friday sale at the School of Podcasting. You'll have to go there to find out. And the lovely tech support people at HostGator said, you are under what is called a brute attack, in a nutshell. There are other words for it. But basically, I had a whole bunch of people that I don't know why were trying to hack my site. And the problem is there were so many of them that my website was going to try to keep up with everything else. And it couldn't. And so consequently, it was like, I know you're trying to log in, but gee, there's only one of me. And so it was a little too busy. So enter a new tool. It's called Brute Protect. And this is a free plugin that was recently purchased by Automattic. Now, Automattic is the company that makes WordPress, and it's installed on 182,237 sites, and they've defended against 230,652,156 brute force attacks and counting. So what it does is it works a little bit like Akismet, which is also owned by Automattic, and Akismet has a big old database of spammers. So that when people leave a comment on your website, they'll go, that's spam. Get it out of here. And this is the same thing. It's a large database of brute attack, whatever you would want to call it, type of people or systems or whatever it is that is brute attacking me. And the reviews are great on it. I will say that since I've installed it, I haven't got that error message. That doesn't mean it's fixed. The HostGator people are also looking into it because, again, I'm on a virtual private server now. I'm not on a just shared, but I'm on a virtual private server. But the other thing it does, it will email me. Yeah, my site has been up. I just installed this last night, 19 hours without downtime. It will tell me how many things it has blocked. And right now it says it has blocked 20 attacks. I thought it would be more than that, but okay. And it goes in and it monitors you. It will email you if your plugins become out of date. It's pretty cool and it's free. So I will let you know that apparently the people that make Brute Protect are now part of the Jetpack system. I currently do not run the Jetpack system. Nothing against it. I just haven't played with it enough to know what's going on. So there you go. You might want to think about adding Brute Protect to your website in the event you're getting attacked.
School of Podcasting.
With Dave Jackson. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
going to start off with some quick podcast success stories.
Here again, podcasting is opening doors to people.
You're connecting with your audience, so you're getting to know them a little better.
Subscribe now at schoolofpodcasting.com.
Last up, a couple episodes ago, I was talking about the Appendipity Podcaster Pro theme. And if you go to weeklywebtools.com or logicalloss.com, these are two websites that I've thrown this on because it is now PowerPress compatible. Now, when you first, now this theme requires the Genesis framework and the actual theme. I do love it. And I will say this, at the top of the page, it will put a ginormous player, which you can turn off, by the way, and you can specify what like image is used behind the player, which is kind of fun. Like if you go to logicalloss.com, you'll see where I have a bunch of vegetables and healthy kind of food. If you go to Weekly Web Tools, I think it's you can have an image that will show up that's a default, or you can have an image for that episode. Now, what will happen in some cases is you will end up with the PowerPress player and the Appendipity player, which, by the way, has the Play New Window and Download player. And so it's cool. And you might have two, like if you have the PowerPress player set to display at the top, you will see that there's the Appendipity player and then the PowerPress player. So you have two options. You can go into PowerPress and under where it says media appearance, you can choose put the player below the content. So now you have the Appendipity player at the top and the PowerPress player at the bottom. So if somebody scrolled down, they don't have to scroll back to the top to click play. That's one way to do it. Or if you just want one player, you would just say under media appearance, disable PowerPress media players. Now it does not turn off their feed support. So if you're using PowerPress to do your RSS feed, it will do that. And then on your website, you'll only have one player per post. So it's pretty cool. I do like it. I like the fact that it's easy to change the colors. It comes with some built-in buttons for things like iTunes and Stitcher and things of that nature. And I just want to let you know that I have played with this. I am loving the theme. And if you don't like the big giant player at the top, you can turn it off. I will say this, that I was not crazy about the big giant player until I looked at my website on my phone. And then I went, oh, I see. And so I do like the big giant player. And it is kind of weird, especially if you have your blog post on your front page, because it'll have this big giant player of your first episode. And then when you scroll down 2 feet, there's your first episode again. So it is completely customizable. And it's got a whole bunch of stuff I haven't even played with yet in terms of newsletter signups and things of that nature. But if you're interested in this, you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/podcastpro, and that'll take you right over to Appendipity Themes. That is an affiliate link, by the way. And it's $59, and I believe the Genesis theme is somewhere in that same ballpark. So you end up spending about $100 on a theme, but you don't have to worry about dealing with your web design guy, things like that. If you have any problems with it, I am slowly getting immersed into this. Let me know what it is. Also, let their support know. Their support is really, really good. And they're doing almost weekly webinars to train people on how to use it. And it's like I said, it's for me right now, it's replaced Thesis as my go-to theme. And that'll be enough for today. Want to remind you that, again, if you haven't gotten your My Favorite Podcast in yet, please go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. If you like this show and you want to get shows like this in the future, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/subscribe. And every way you can subscribe to me, you can. Stitcher, iTunes, RSS, etc., etc. And also, if you want to start a podcast and you don't have a website, simply email me with the phrase quick start. That's dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the phrase quick start, and I will send you a link to hosting. You order the hosting. I earn a commission. I give you a month at the School of Podcasting as my way of saying thank you, and I'll actually install WordPress for you. Now, if you go, but Dave, I already have a website, then just join the School of Podcasting. Use the coupon code LISTENER to save off your first month. But let's face it, 2015 is right around the corner, and now would be a great time to start planning your podcast so that it's ready to go next year. If you have any questions with that, let me know. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com. Let me remind you that, you know, live today like it's your last one. Live tomorrow like it's your first. Don't ever let your problems bring out your worst. Don't ever take your mind off whatever is your goal. Be true to yourself and follow your soul. Take care. Hope to see you on the inside. God bless. Class is dismissed. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Oh, podcasting since 2005. That's a long time ago. Oh, and I'm not awake yet. You know what I want to do? You know what I really want to do? I really, really, really want to zig a zig ah. It's true. If you are new to the show, we talk about not doing that. Are you kidding me? I'm not leaving that as the intro. And take two.